are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level, this is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
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 We are back. Welcome back to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy, that's Trey, and the time is now. What's going on, buddy?
Not much, man. Not much. First live show in a minute. We're back. We hope you are here. I know, you know, it's not a whole lot to care about with fantasy right now, but hey, fantasy goes all year long if you're really sticking to it and you want to win, and we are here to help you do that.
Yes, sir. You are absolutely right. Guys, you got to keep up with all that stuff. Trey, tell them about the big news.
No doubt. So we are nominated. Basically, we made the short list for a sports podcast awards. So we have the link in the description. If y'all don't care to go down there, click on the link. You do have to make an account. Just log in. You know, you only get one vote for per email. If you got a couple emails, we'd appreciate multiple votes. That'd be awesome. We're going to be under the fantasy and sports betting category. We're like the seventh one down, I believe. Just scroll down there, click on Fourth and Flex, your favorite fantasy podcast, and then click vote at the top. Submit your vote. And if you don't mind, screenshot it, shoot it to us, and we'll shout you out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Guys, it's down in the description. Vote for Fourth and Flex. We're so proud. We want to thank you guys. I mean, obviously, without you guys, none of this is possible. So, guys, just vote for your favorite fantasy football podcast down in the description. Chaotic. Hey, hey, Band-Aid. What's up? That's my girl finally popping in. I've been waiting to see her. And Marie. Hi, boys.
What's up, mama?
Trey's mom in the house. Yeah, big things going on. In free agency, trades, crazy stuff going on. We got to talk about Aaron Rodgers, right?
Got to.
Aaron Rodgers. It's looking like he's going to be making his way over the Jets. I mean, from what I've seen anyways, what'd he say, Trey, his wish list of guys that he would like: Alan Lazard, Randall Cobb, Mercedes Lewis, Odell Beckham Jr. They already got Lazard for a 4-year, $44 million, 22 of that guaranteed. What do you think, buddy?
Yeah, man, it's insane to me that, you know, like all these different, every year it's, you know, something different with Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, he's talking about like wanting to not be a Packer. And now he's like, actually, if I'm going anywhere, I've got demands and you're going to answer to me. And, you know, I just don't know how much the Jets are going to put up with. Like, they got Lazard. I feel like they did that just for him.
Oh, yeah.
But Lazard's a good receiver, so it's, you know, it's a decent move. But I'm like, is Aaron really trying to recreate the same team that he hasn't been able to win with? What's the point?
Right, exactly. That's kind of where I was going with that. Like, dude, you're going somewhere new. Try something new. I mean, it's wild, man. What is he going to say? See if we can get old Aaron Jones over here too, buddy.
Right. And then what happens if they get Lazard, Cobb, Odell, and everybody that he's looking for, and then he's like, I'm going to retire. The Jets are going to be the biggest fools in the NFL.
They will figure it out, right? They're doing big things. Huss, what's going on? Bandy and Trey, what's happening, Huss?
What up, Huss?
That's our dude over there in Chaotic again saying, hello, what's up? Awesome, yeah. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers, crazy stuff going on with this guy. I think Randall Cobb is probably on the way, don't you think?
Without a doubt. I think that the Jets are just going to do it because that, you know, everybody thinks that, you know, Aaron Rodgers' potential was Raiders. Obviously, that's off the table. We'll talk about that later. Mm-hmm. But Aaron Rodgers to the Jets makes sense. It makes sense for the Jets. It makes sense for Aaron Rodgers. Didn't something like he's $60 million guaranteed if he plays this year? Why would you retire and not sit on $60 mil?
Yeah, no, he's going to. I mean, reports have said that there's a chance he's going to retire, but dude, how do you let go of that much money, bro?
I tell you what I can figure out right now is that he will not play for the Packers next year. I can see that.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think that's the Packers are done with it. Like all reports have said, Chaotic says he's supposedly on a podcast tomorrow at 1 PM for an interview. I assume Aaron Rodgers. Maybe we're going to find something out tomorrow. Stay tuned for that.
I don't know. You know how he likes to drag this stuff out for as long as he can and stay in the spotlight for as long as he can.
Oh, exactly my thoughts. Like I feel like he talks to his people and his people are like, let's just drag this out a little bit. Let's talk about Aaron Rodgers a little more. You're exactly right, Trey. That thought's probably crossed everybody's minds. And Huss says Rodgers on McAfee tomorrow. Yeah. I mean, he always gives McAfee a little bit, but he never gives him the juice. You know what I mean? He knows what he's doing. Every word Aaron Rodgers says is, it's all planned out. I mean, that's got to be tough, right?
Without a doubt.
But, yeah, I think it's for sure going to happen. Yeah, exactly, Chaotic. Yeah, the Jets, man, they're doing big things. They want Rodgers bad. It looks like they're going to try to make it happen, buddy.
Yeah, and I think he would benefit the team greatly. I mean, their defense is already solid. I think that they should use the receivers they got and not the ones he brings, aside from maybe Odell here and there. But I still don't think Odell is a wide receiver one by any means. But I think that with Aaron Rodgers, I think they could be, playoff ready. But I don't know with the way Aaron's trying to run the team. We'll have to see how it goes.
Think about it. He's going to have Breece Hall, right? Breece Hall, they're going to have that Zonovan Knight kid, maybe, I think, right? Garrett Wilson to throw it to. Garrett Wilson, man, is going to be somebody to get if they grab Aaron Rodgers, don't you think?
No doubt.
And what do you think? Lizard King, is he going to be up there again this year?
I don't know, man. I still think that even, they're like, oh, we'll sign these guys, but that don't mean we're going to start them. You know what I mean?
Oh, dude, they'll start Lazard. I think so. I mean, they'll make room. They'll do what Aaron Rodgers wants them to do. Like you said about OBJ, I think OBJ will hop in every once in a while. There's no way he is an every down kind of receiver anymore, just for, big times here and there.
I will say this, though, if they do get Cobb and Lazard and Odell and all that, I see Elijah Moore getting traded.
Ooh, yeah, I could see it, but yeah, no kidding.
And getting the bag, too, probably, because receivers, man, the value of receivers right now is skyrocket.
Mm-hmm. No doubt at all. But yeah, that's the Jets. That's what's going on with the Jets. Let's go to the next team. We got the Falcons, Trey. What the Falcons are kind of doing big things a little bit here, man. Taylor Heinicke got 2 years, $20 million. Dude, COVID saved Taylor Heinicke's life. This guy was in college, I'm going to make something of myself, right? And then COVID hit, people are sick. Heinicke pops in, dude's making $20 million in the next 2 years, Trey.
It's crazy, man. And, I think a lot of Atlanta fans are upset about this. People are talking about him competing with Ridder for the starting position. And I don't think that's what's going down. I think they just signed him to have a backup for Ridder because they know he is a solid backup. He can come in. He's a game manager. He doesn't do anything crazy and he gets wins. And that's what they're looking for when Ridder gets hurt.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. I mean, he can go in there. He plays with all his heart. He plays smart football as well, as we've seen him taking a knee in that Eagles game that you love to hate.
I'm still mad at that, bro.
Yeah, I know you are, buddy. I know you are. Yeah, but Heinicke is a solid backup. Yeah, I think maybe Ridder goes in, right? He doesn't do as well as they hope he does, and they throw Heinicke in there. Or maybe it's just to have that threat. To scare Ridder into making sure he does good,
Yeah, I think most Atlanta fans are upset that they didn't just go out and get Lamar, but it's like they devoted to Ridder last season, and they're not just going to go out and replace him. They think that he is the face of the franchise, and Heinicke's just there in case he gets hurt. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm. Although Lamar to the Falcons, I mean, that sounds like a home run to me, dude.
Me too, but it ain't happening now, clearly.
I mean, Michael Vick, coming back from the dead, maybe.
They also picked up Jonnu Smith, which I think is a great pickup. I know he's mostly a blocking tight end. I know he's had some years where he caught, but last year, he's mostly blocking tight end. He's a big dude made for blocking, and Atlanta loves to run the football. So I think he's good there. I think that's a good spot for him.
Yeah, I mean, as long as he's, you know, blocking really good for Cordell Patterson, all them guys to get through. Yeah, I like it. I don't hate it. I really thought Janu Smith to the Patriots was going to be a home run. But, I mean, he had his, you know, splashes here and there, but it never really mounted to much, you know.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, with the way they run that scheme, I think he'll fit in good. And maybe even take, you know, he might get some catches. And that's going to take away from you Kyle Pitts owners. I'm just going to call it right now, guys. Don't draft Kyle Pitts. Don't fall into the trap. Yeah. It's not worth it. We've both done it. It's not worth it.
Yep. I got him the rookie year. You got him last year. And, you know, we both thought we hit a home run on that one. Turns out it was just a bunt to first base. You know what I mean?
Oh, disgusting.
Kyle Pitts, buddy. Yeah. And
him in the gag bag.
Throw him in the gag bag. Anyway, safety, Jesse Bates, 4 years, $64 million. The Bengals are losing pieces on defense, but you know, maybe they got it all figured out. I'm sure they know what they're doing over there. They're a smart organization for the most part. So, I mean, the Bengals are losing guys. Jesse Bates for the Falcons, you know, he got his money. He got his bag, buddy.
I've seen a lot of really good defensive players on these teams that their defense was so solid last year on these playoff type teams move around. And I just wonder if what changes that makes to the playoff team. Cause I know they got good offenses, but their defense has been consistent, and it just scares me for the consistency on their defensive side, but we'll see what it play. We'll have to see how it plays out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Guys, we're here. Just kind of, kind of putting the big names out there, so it's kind of easy. It's hard to sift through all the trades and free agent signings that have going on this offseason. So we're just kind of hitting the big ones. If we're missing somebody, let us know. We'll throw it in there. But yeah, Falcons looks like they may do big things next year, Trey.
Without a doubt.
Don't forget to like this video for us. Subscribe to the channel, please. That helps us out so much. Much love to our viewers. Bayou Bangle. Hey, y'all. That's our
what up, Bayou Bangle.
I know that dude's gonna hit the like button. That's my guy. Go check out Bayou Bangle's channel too. Who dat Derek Carr? We will get there, buddy. We will get there.
No doubt.
So that's the Falcons. Let's go to the Bears. The Bears, man, this is what they've been saving all their money for, was for this offseason, and they're making a lot of moves, buddy. DJ Moore in a trade on the way. That's
Got rid of the first pick over that. I know they got some other picks there too. But DJ Moore, man, I feel bad for the dude. You know, it's like I was really hoping he'd get traded to a great team, which, you know, Justin Fields acts like he just had poor wide receivers all around him. He gets Chase Claypool, still a bust. He gets DJ Moore. I'm expecting it to still be a bust, but we'll see how it plays out. I wish DJ Moore had something better to play with, but, I mean, it just looks like he's going to keep getting the same old shit into the stick.
Yeah. I mean, it is DJ Moore, though. He is not a bad receiver by no means. So, you know, he'll figure out ways, but on the fantasy side of things, it really scares me because – Justin Fields likes to run the ball, you know what I mean? And
no doubt.
More likes to catch it. Those things do not go together, buddy.
Exactly.
Tremaine Edwards, linebacker from the Bills. The Bears trying to beef up that defense. He got 4 years, $72 million. They also got linebacker TJ Edwards, 3 years, $19.5 million. Like I said, they've been saving that money, and they went to go get them a nice, shiny new toy, buddy.
Yeah, very solid pickups. I think that they probably should have spent a little bit more money on their defensive line instead of their linebacker area. But, hey, beefing up your defense is what you need because your offense is not that great. But if their defense stays solid and their offense can get a couple touchdowns, they'll win games. And maybe that's what they're moving towards.
Hey, TJ Edwards was a tackling machine last year, dude. I had him on in some of my defensive leagues, man. This guy was going nuts, buddy. I love TJ Edwards, and, you know, from the Eagles. He came from the Eagles, so
yeah,
we got that going on. The Bears. Let's
paying money and stacking up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it ain't over yet. I promise you there.
No doubt.
Let's move to the Texans. The Texans, big things. We got Bobby Trees after the amazing season he had last year, right, Trey? 2 years, $17 million.
Yeah, man. I don't know how you pay him that much money. And I know it's a Texan, so it's like, yeah, figures. But I mean, I don't know. Are they going to put him at wide receiver one? Because he's pretty much made a point that he is not fit in that role. You know, he didn't do very good last year. They got hurt the year before with the Rams. He had that 1 year with the Rams 3 years ago that he did decent. And he just hasn't performed since. I don't think he's worth $17 million. I know the Texans are desperate for any help ever, but it's still a tough position, man. I just don't think it was a good pickup.
Well, you got to wonder what they're going to do in the quarterback situation. They did sign Case Keenum for 2 years. They didn't say how much because it's probably not a lot. They don't want to embarrass the guy, I guess. I don't know. But Case Keenum probably backing up a rookie. What do you think is going to go on there quarterback-wise?
Yeah, I'm thinking they're going to just try to go in with a rookie and start him up. I mean, as of right now, you know, I don't see any rookie sitting behind Case Keenum and learning anything. So I would say that Case Keenum's just an emergency button situation that they're like, well, we need somebody just in case we fail epically like we normally do.
And Huss says Woods is essentially a 1 year deal and he's going to be blocking a lot. And Shannon ripoff scheme that he did well in with the Rams. Yeah. I mean, that's not going to help us out any, but I mean, good for him, man. I mean,
yeah,
get your money, dude.
No doubt. No doubt.
Noah Brown. I really like this. Noah Brown signs a 1 year deal for the Texans. Hopefully, again, he's going to have someone decent throwing to him. Last year with Dak throwing to him, he got plenty of volume, Trey. What do you think?
Yeah, man, I think Noah Brown just needs a little bit of work. I think he's going to be an actually solid wide receiver. Of course, you know, nothing like a one or anything like that. But he when he gets the ball, he can do stuff with it. And I don't know about fantasy relevance. We'll have to see how the Texans use him. But I do like Noah Brown a lot as a player, and I can't wait to see him on the field.
I also like Noah Brown a lot, although he did have a lot of drops last year. You know, he can do good things. I think he'll hopefully blossom here, and he could be one of the main guys on a team with, you know, terrible, you know, wide receiver. You know what I mean?
That's one thing I will say about the Texans is they're quick to move out a receiver if they're struggling. You know what I mean? So he might move his way right up the ladder because the Texans are not afraid to push past a name. Mm-hmm. We've seen that.
And Brandon Cooks, he's still hanging out over there, right, for now?
As of now, we'll see how that goes.
We shall. And signed guard Shaq Mason from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Y'all can have him, I guess. I mean, he didn't do a ton for us last year, not like we were hoping, but, hey, get your paper, man. Get your paper.
No doubt.
Yes, sir. Guys, before we move on, let's get a word from our sponsors really quick. Trey, tell them about it.
Yeah, so guys, if you haven't heard already, I mean, if you've listened to the podcast at all, you know we are sponsored by Manscaped. We love Manscaped. We use these guys every day, if not weekly. You know, they've got your balls covered, but now they got beard products, okay? They got the beard hedger. This thing is immaculate. It's the best beard trimmer I've used. It's got a little dial on there. If you can see, it has 20 sizes. You don't have to change out the hedge. You just scroll to the size you want and hit it. This thing works great. It keeps my beard shaped up and ready. On top of that, they got the new Weed Whacker 2.0. It's an upgrade of their ear and nose hair trimmer. So check that out, guys. Go get you some Manscaped. But when you do, use promo code SUPERFLEX20 so you can get that 20% off and free shipping worldwide and support your boys here at Fourth and Flex.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Guys, check out Manscaped. Like Trey said, they're awesome. We use them every day. There's products there that you don't realize that you need. I'm talking about that ball deodorant. Guys, I mean, that thing is kind of a life changer for me, guys. So go check it out. Like Trey said, manscaped.com, SUPERFLEX20. Use that code. You can get 20% off and free shipping worldwide. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's move it on to the Las Vegas Raiders, Trey. Let's see. Josh Jacobs getting a franchise tag over there.
Yeah, and we've talked about that on our last show, but just to kind of reiterate, you know, this dude, they were done with him. They didn't re-sign his contract. He went crazy, and they said, we got one franchise tag, and we know where we're going to use it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hang on. TD Good 100. What's up, my dude?
What up? What up?
Chaotic Weed Whacker. Ha ha. Let's see. Albert, there's my guy. Sup, fellas? Albert, did you get your Aaron Jones jersey yet? That's my dude over there. Love that guy. And Chaotic also says they really have ball deodorant. Yes.
Oh, yeah. And toner.
Yeah. Check it out. Oh, yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Josh Jacobs franchise tag. Amir Abdul jumping over with a 1 year, $1.7 million. Backing up Josh Jacobs. I like that, Trey.
No doubt. No doubt. Amir will be a good spot for there. And like I say, Josh Jacobs, you know, just hanging there, staying alive, you know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Maybe, you know, they did use Josh Jacobs a lot last year. Maybe they're thinking we get Amir in there as a third down back. Maybe, you know, give dude some rest. You know, they don't want to use him too much. I mean, it's possible.
I will say we're probably burying the lead a little bit here. Raiders signed Jimmy Garoppolo to a 3 year, $67.5 million deal.
Yes, sir. Yes, they did. Moving on from Derek Carr to go to Jimmy G, whose production has been slightly lower than Derek Carr when he's on the field. So that's something.
I actually saw this thing where they were talking about, it was like a mock interview with Devontae Adams, like they're pretending, you know, and they're like, Devontae, we got you a quarterback and it's a great one. And we gave him a great amount of money. This dude has been to playoff after playoff after playoff. And Devontae's like, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. And they're like, he's even got a Super Bowl ring. He sat behind one of the greats. And he's like, you guys actually got Aaron Rodgers? We got Jimmy G, baby.
Jimmy G, baby. But they're getting him some weapons, right? Jacoby Myers, 3 years, $33 million. Look, the problem with Jimmy G is that he cannot stay healthy, right? I mean, that's the issue. He's decent. He's manageable. He's a great game manager. What is he, like a three-time Super Bowl champion, too? Maybe two?
Two, I think it's two.
I mean, he always wins. He finds ways to win, so... You know, he knows Josh McDaniels. They're very well aware of each other, I guess you could say. So what? Who knows, man? I mean,
what's funny is because I see Jimmy Garoppolo as a quarterback the same way that I see Jacoby Myers as a wide receiver. Boring but productive.
Boring but productive. Hey, McDaniels came from the Belichick coaching tree. He knows boring.
Yeah.
Boring wins games, too.
Hey, it does, man. It does. And Jimmy Garoppolo knows exactly how to do that.
As the Eagles last year, they were, I think, a boring running the ball team, and it worked out for them.
We won't get into that.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, Jacoby Myers, the Patriots just giving away all their pieces, Trey.
Yeah, man, I don't know what the Patriots' plan is. I mean, if they're just going to go crazy in the draft or what they're going to do, but their whole division is going nuts, and they're just steadily falling on my list. As of right now, I see them at the bottom. We'll have to see what more moves they make, and we'll see what happens, but it's not looking good for the Patriots.
Yeah, I don't know if they've got plans in the draft or what, but that maybe they're stacking cheddar. Who knows? Belichick usually knows what he's doing when it comes to that kind of stuff. Tommy popping in. Yo, yo, yo. That's our guy. Tommy, what's happening, brother? Don't forget to hit that like button for us, buddy. You know the deal. Awesome. Yeah. Raiders might be a contender. This is what we said last year, though, right?
Yeah.
They Devontae is going crazy, right?
I'm not really. I mean, you know, you look at the division that Jimmy G's walking into. I mean, Derek Carr had the same problem. Derek Carr's a great quarterback, but that division is difficult. You see what, you know, the Broncos are doing now. We'll get into that a little bit later, I think. But just. It's a tough division, man, and I just don't know if it's that kind of spot for Jimmy G, which I know he came from a tough division. Don't get me wrong. Seahawks fan at heart. This dude had a tough division, but going against Mahomes, I mean, Jimmy G and Mahomes, that just seems like, I don't know, like sugar-free cookies versus like an ice cream buffet.
I think if Jimmy G stays healthy, he can at least get them to the playoffs. With the weapons, he'll have Devontae. He'll have Jacoby. I mean, they're going to do what they need to do, and I think they'll at least make the playoffs.
wild card, maybe. They're not winning the division.
No, I mean, they got Mahomes there. Probably not, but who knows? Maybe, you know, Super Bowl hangover or something, you know, who knows?
We'll see.
We shall see. Let's move to the next team, buddy. We're talking about the Miami Dolphins. Still sticking with Tua, it looks like, but they did pick up a good backup quarterback, and that's the man, the myth, the legend, Mike White.
Mike White. Man, I am big excited for Mike White to be with the Dolphins, man. I cannot wait, and I say this with full intentions, and I don't mean to be negative in any way, but I cannot wait for Tua to go down and Mike White to come in, baby, because Mike White's been a takeover. I love Tua to death, but this man cannot stay healthy, and Mike White is the man for this team. I think Mike White to heal is going to be insane. Mike White to waddle is going to be insane. I cannot wait.
Wow, my dude's happy about some Mike White. 2 years, $16 million. Look, a couple games, a couple big shows, and somebody decided that this man was worth giving some money to. I love it. Tommy says, all we need is love. All we need is love. You're right. And yeah, the thing with Tua, you know, he can't stay healthy. By no means does Trey mean he wants something bad to happen to this man. He's just saying that inevitably it seems to be the way things go when Tua is on the field. It sucks. I hate it, because when he is on the field, Tua kicks butt.
No doubt. And I just want to say real quick, why did Mike White get $1 million less than Robert Woods? I don't know about that one, bud. Mike White's the GOAT.
All due respect to, that other GOAT guy.
Yeah.
And Jalen Ramsey coming over to the Dolphins. The Dolphins are trying to make themselves a contender.
No doubt. And it felt like the Rams basically just gave him away. I think Jalen Ramsey would do great on the Dolphins. And it fits that, I don't know, he just feels like Miami to me. And I think he's going to do good there. You know, their defense does need a little bit of buff. I know a lot of people think Jalen Ramsey is washed. I'm not one of those people. I think he's still a solid cornerback. And I think he'll do great on the Dolphins.
I think he's more of a cowboy kind of player to me, and I do think that he's not, let's not say washed, I think that he just, his big time moments are few and far between as they used to be. We've seen, you know, players, you know, beat him on routes. We've seen players even in man coverage get one on him. I mean, we've seen it happen to him many times.
No doubt. Also, the Dolphins got Raheem Mostert, 2 years for $5.6 million. I think, you know, whatever, I don't know, that's a major deal, but Mostert's not a bad running back.
I love Mostert. You know, we used to call him the most hurt, but he made it, I think all year last year without any major injuries. So good for him. Get your paper, man. 5.6 million for 2 years. It doesn't seem like a lot, but then running backs usually don't make that wide receiver money. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
It sucks because they get hit more than anybody. Well, you know, other than the linemen, but
right.
These guys get hit, you know what I mean? And their shelf life isn't as good, but good for Raheem Mostert. I love that kid. But yeah, that is the Dolphins. Let's kick it over to the Saints. Our boy Bayou Bengal, happy about that one. Derek Carr, 4 years, $150 million. We kind of talked about this on the last show. What do you think? What are you thinking on it now, Trey?
Yeah, man. Like I said before, the Saints with getting Derek Carr, I think they have a great shot at winning this division, man. They've been building and building on what they've got. Derek Carr, I think, is a perfect quarterback to step in. Michael Thomas is happy about it. Who also got a 1 year, $10 million contract.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think Derek Carr is the right move for the Saints. I hate to say it, but I feel like the Saints are going to be playoff contenders.
I mean, it does. It feels like a good fit. It really does. I'm happy for the kid. Look, Juwan Johnson, 2 years, $12 million. I mean, that guy, what, he get eight touchdowns last year. So good for him getting his paper. And like you said, Michael Thomas on a 1 year, $10 million. This guy is always getting paid, it seems like.
No doubt. And I actually like Juwan Johnson with Derek Carr. That combination sounds good to me because Juwan Johnson kind of gives me a Darren Waller or like a Hunter Renfrow, you know, just those quick end zone passes and he can get the ball in his hands. You know, this dude had monster touchdowns last year and not a lot of yards. And that's what Derek Carr does. Just works down the field, dink dunk, get my man the ball, get that touchdown and move on.
Yes,
and
sir.
Then every now and then it's, you know, 80-yard bomb that looks beautiful.
Beautiful, just beautiful. He hits it right on the button sometimes. You're right. And let's not forget, if Derek Carr, if all things fail and Derek Carr can't get the job done, they re-signed Jameis Winston 1 year, $8 million. How does Jameis Winston keep getting paid?
I don't know, man. And you know what? It literally says on there with no starting possibility.
Hey, bro, I'll sit on the bench for $8 million with no starting possibility.
Does that mean that if Derek Carr goes down the next game, they're going to start someone else?
Like, yeah, right? Like, if it says no starting, right, they're going to be like, well, we would put you in, but that contract, bro.
I think they just got him just in case, you know, if something crazy happens and they're like, you know what, we got to have Jameis. And we like his attitude in the locker room, so let's keep him around.
And somebody who knows the system, knows how things work around here, because he's been there for two or three years now, and he knows how things work. So, you know what? It might be also good to have him around for Derek Carr. Not that he can learn a ton from him, but he can learn how the organization works from him. You know what I mean?
No doubt. No doubt.
If he can stand his obnoxious personality. Oh, God. Nah, every time I see that. Every time I see that, bro, it just, all right, that's the Saints, buddy. Let's move on to the New York Giants. Still got Daniel Jones on that four-year, $160 million contract. We kind of talked about this previously. They got Saquon on the franchise tag. I think it's so they can, you know, pay Saquon next year. How are you still feeling like the Giants wasted their money on some Daniel Jones?
I mean, the more that I look at it, the more I'm like, I kind of understand it. It's still, I don't think, could have been, I think it could have been a little bit less, but hey, you know, he got paid more than Derek Carr. You know, that's the crazy thing about it. But, you know, hey, he went to the playoffs and Derek Carr didn't. So, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it's wild. But you know what? They're signing tight end Darren Waller, getting him via trade. So, he's going to have weapons.
I think the Darren Waller trade was a great move. They actually traded the pick that they got for Kadarius Toney. So this is basically a Darren Waller for Kadarius Toney trade, which in my opinion, give me the Darren Waller side. I know Kadarius Toney had some good catches in the Super Bowl, but this man cannot stay healthy. And which Darren Waller's had his injury history too, but Darren Waller is a great tight end. I think him and Daniel Jones will work together great. I do not think that Sterling Shepard should have got re-signed. I think that was, a mishap in the office. I just don't see him doing very good ever again.
I mean, it's only 1 year, $1.3 million. And, you know, when all the chips were down and they needed somebody to get in there and make things happen, he did it, along with Hodgins and all these other no-name receivers, you know?
I definitely think that it was more of a, we love Sterling Shepard and we want to keep him around more than it was like we need this guy to win.
I mean, $1.3 million and, you know, that's not a ton of money. That's like chump change to these guys.
Right, especially for a receiver.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Saquon on the franchise tag. What do you think, buddy?
I think that Saquon is going to stick around, and I think that it matters how he does this year. They're going to be watching him all year. If he produces the way he did before, I think he's going to get paid. I still don't think he has too much years left in his football career, though. That's what scares me.
Exactly, bro. Like, he performed last year just to get the franchise tag this year. Let's say he goes out there. Now it's like he's got to do it all over again. He's got to get in there and show out again, which we know he's capable of doing. But, I mean, he's getting older. We know he's been injured in the past in a big way. You think he's got it next year, Trey? Are you drafting this guy if you got him?
Yeah, I'm definitely going for Saquon Barkley. I feel like he's going to go a little bit lower in drafts because of all the new shiny objects. So I do like looking at Saquon Barkley, but I'm not taking him in the first round or anything crazy.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. That's the Giants. Good things, big things going on over there. And just pop in about the San Francisco 49ers. Another quarterback getting some paper. Sam Darnold signs a 1-year, $11.5 million contract. You know what I think about this? I think that the 49ers were so embarrassed last year that they had no quarterback in the NFC championship game that they want to say, look, I'm going to get a guy who's just going to be there and be ready. You know what I mean? We'll pay him a little bit, keep him for a year. That way, if we get in this opportunity, if we get this opportunity again, we're not looking like chumps sitting there wanting Christian McCaffrey to throw the ball.
Then go get Mike White. You know, Sam Darnold just manages to get paid regardless of how bad he performs.
Mm-hmm. You're right. I mean, that kid got some money in New York, and now, how about this? Christian McCaffrey being reunited with Sam Darnold.
That's insane. Maybe, you know what? Maybe Christian McCaffrey felt sorry for the dude and was like, hey, bro, why don't y'all go out and get my dude so we don't have a freaking problem with a quarterback? We'll just set him down there on the end. We'll play patty cake on the sidelines. And then if we actually need him at some point, you can just let me get the ball every time. He knows how to hand it to me. He does that well.
I lay you money, Sam Darnold takes snaps for the 49ers this year. I just know it's going to happen, dude.
That man.
Mm-hmm. And then he'll hopefully have earned his 11.5. Watch him get to the playoffs. They need him, and dude just goes crazy. What do you think? Is Brock Purdy, is he going to be the guy, or what are we looking at for the 49ers?
I mean, I know Trey Lance is still in recovery and everything like that. I haven't read too much on how that recovery is going. But Brock Purdy, man, it's a tough decision. I think it's really, depending on Trey Lance's recovery, I think it's going to be a battle for a starting position.
And it should be. Brock Purdy performed, did great. I mean, he's going to have, he has surgery too, right? So maybe whoever's the healthiest when it comes time, I mean, who knows?
And then, you know, Sam Darnold maybe get out there and give them a run for their money. I don't know.
Right? Yeah, just to kind of mix things up a little bit. I like it. Guys, don't forget to like this video for us, please. That means a lot to us. Guys, and don't forget to go down in the description. Your boys here at the Fantasy 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast have been nominated for an award at the Sports Podcast Awards. Guys, go down in the description, click the link, and please vote for us, please. Big things, man. Big things, Trey.
No doubt, big things. Guys, you got to make an account. You know, just real quick, takes 5 minutes. Make your little account. Go over there. Scroll down under the Sports and Betting Podcast Awards. We're about the seventh one down on there. Click on our picture. Click vote now. Submit it. If you screenshot it and send it to us, we will shout you out. We appreciate all the support. Make sure you come back on our next show and we talk about Baker Mayfield signing with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, I don't know how I feel about that. I'm conflicted. Guys, check out our merch also down in the description, guys. We got merch. Get yourselves a mug. Get yourselves a hat with that beautiful logo on it. Blah, blah.
Blah, blah.
What's up with it, guys? Thank you so much for watching the show, guys. And we will see you on the next one.
Peace.
You've been listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at 4thandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at 4thandflex and on Twitter at 4thandflexpod. See you next time on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.